Glad to have you with me again on the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast. If you're curious what this Live, Build, Change thing is all about, it's living your faith in an authentic, genuine way, building a business, and then integrating those two to change your world, literally, to change your world. You can find out more at livebuildchange.com. Well, yesterday's Morning Mindset, I told you a cute little story about something that happened when my grandboys were visiting this past week. And I have another story for you. Grandboy stories are just always so funny because they're cute, they're young, you know, they're innocent, but they also have this purity about them that comes out at unexpected times. One of those times is a time that my wife and I and our youngest daughter decided we were going to walk down our country road to the mailbox and to retrieve the mail. And we invited the two older boys to come with us. And they are the ages 4 and 3. And so they went and they walked with us. They ran a little bit. They threw rocks. You know, all the kinds of things that boys do. We got the mail. And on the way home, my wife encouraged my daughter to run and to have the boys run with her, you know, just to get some exercise because they'd been in the house playing all day. And so my daughter ran. And we were encouraging the boys to run. Well, the oldest boy, being older, was faster, and he was all zealous, and he took off with my daughter, not really keeping up with her because she's 14 years old, but he was doing pretty well, and I was kind of shocked with how fast he could run. Well, the younger of the two, he started running as well, but he just doesn't quite have that mental understanding of what it means to really run, I mean, to full out run. He was doing a great job, but he's just not quite the athlete yet. But he's running, and he's running consistently. And my wife and I overheard him talking to himself while he's running. Okay, so picture the squatty little kid, cute as can be, running and talking to himself. And we leaned in to hear what he was saying. And he was saying to himself, "I can do it. I am catching up. I am doing good. I will get there." He was just preaching to himself, so to speak, encouraging himself about the task that was before him, even though everyone else who was running had gone so far ahead already. He wasn't comparing himself to his older brother. He wasn't thinking in terms of, oh, how discouraging this is. He was simply focused on running his race, running the way he runs. And he was looking at the destination, where he wanted to go and the desire he had to get there. And it reminded me of the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 1. And the writer of Hebrews says, "Since we're surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses, those who can testify to the faithfulness of God and the supremacy of Jesus Christ and what that means for life, since we're surrounded by all those witnesses, those testimonies, we are then to run the race set out before us with endurance." And I see my grandson as an example of that, though he wasn't doing so in a faith-based way. He was running his race. He wasn't concerned about the race set out for someone else. He was just concerned with running for himself, his own race, the way that he was able to do it. And I think there's a great lesson for us there. We've got to get our eyes off of other people and the obstacles and the circumstances, and instead just run with endurance. And having that kind of a positive attitude about the race itself, like my grandson did, is so instrumental, because it enables us to avoid the discouragement that can come from having our eyes lifted away from the goal and instead placed onto the obstacles or the discouragements. So I want you to think about that, how this 3-year-old little boy sets the tone for us in facing this day. You can do it. Run with endurance the race set before you, your race. And I'll talk with you again tomorrow on the Morning Mindset.